A most pleasant good morning to each one. How good it is to have you study with me concerning the unsearchable riches of God's Word. May the Lord grant each one of us the desire to be right in His sight. But this can only be done by completely and wholeheartedly allowing His Word to be our guide, our instruction, our roadmap from earth to heaven. To that end, we present the Seeds of Truth from week to week. If you would like a copy of the manuscripts of these programs or a cassette of any of them, you have our most cordial invitation to request them. You can call us at 804-530-1764, or you can access our website at rmcoc.com. Now to our study this morning. Your speaker is Robert Swain. Last week, I introduced the subject of the power of prayer. Now, to paraphrase that lesson, I pointed out that our prayers have the ability to influence Jehovah our God. I pointed out that prayer is a privilege for God's children. I then used some examples where prayer influenced God. One was the prayer of Elijah for the absence of rain, which lasted for 3.5 years. Then Elijah prayed again, and God answered his prayer and sent the rain. I pointed out that the rain came exactly as it always comes. A cloud appeared, and the rain came. God can work in the lives of His children with any kind of a recognizable miracle. We have seen many clouds, but not very often have we concluded God sent that rain. We studied Deuteronomy chapter 9, where Moses intervened for the people of God. Jehovah declared He would destroy them. Moses prays for them, and the Lord listened to Moses again. I pointed out in 1 Samuel chapter 1, where Hannah prayed for a man-child, and the prophet Eli stated that the Lord heard and answered her prayer. Yet the child came the same way that all children come, with a father and a mother. Our point, God was influenced by the prayer of Hannah. So let's continue with our study, the power of prayer. And I now turn to 2 Kings chapter 20. And here we find that Hezekiah was sick, even at the point of death. And the prophet Isaiah came to Hezekiah and told him to set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. That's in verse 1. Now the next verses state, then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto Jehovah, saying, remember now, O Jehovah, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Verses 2 and 3. Now in verses 4 through 6, and it came to pass, before Isaiah was gone out into the middle part of the city, that the word of Jehovah came to him, saying, turn back, and say to Hezekiah, the prince of my people, thus saith Jehovah, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee, and on the third day thou shalt go into the house of Jehovah, and I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. Now you'll notice Hezekiah was told, Hezekiah, prepare to die. Hezekiah prayed. The Lord heard and granted his prayer and gave him 15 more years to live. Has man ever influenced Jehovah? Who would deny that? Indeed, prayer is a powerful instrument because our God is powerful. How does God work in the lives of men? How does He answer prayer? When does He answer prayer? You know, I don't know. I have more questions than answers, but I firmly believe that the child of God by faith can and should pray, and God's ear is attuned to his petitions. Our problem is that the mind of man has become so hardened by the commercialism and materialism that's all around us that we have almost reached the conclusion that perhaps God is no longer interested in our prayer.